Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is October the 7th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through these amazing passages in Scripture. That's what we do. Every day we gather here with kids from all around the world to listen to these amazing stories in the Word of God. Today's passage is from the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 5 through 22. Then we finish our reading in Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 4. Well, the Jewish council ordered Peter and John to stop speaking about Jesus. What did Peter and John tell the council? Let's read and find out from Acts chapter 4. The next day, the council and all the rulers and elders and teachers of religious law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there along with Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and the other relatives of the high priest. They brought in the two disciples and demanded, "By what power or in whose name have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of our people, are we being questioned today because we've done a good deed for a crippled man? Do you want to know how he was healed? Let me clearly state to all of you and to all the people of Israel that he was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, the man you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. For Jesus is the one referred to in the Scriptures where it says, 'The stone that you builders rejected has now become the cornerstone.' There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved." The members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the Scriptures. They also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing right there among them, there was nothing the council could say. So they ordered Peter and John out of the council chambers and conferred among themselves. "What should we do with these men?" they asked each other. "We can't deny that they have performed miraculous signs and everybody in Jerusalem knows about it, but to keep them from spreading their propaganda any further, we must warn them not to speak to anyone in Jesus' name." So they called the apostles back in and commanded them never again to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? We cannot stop telling about everything we have heard and seen." The council then threatened them further, and they finally let them go because they didn't know how to punish them without starting a riot. For everyone was praising God for his miraculous sign, the healing of a man who had been lame for more than 40 years. Wow. Peter and John asked the council a simple question: should we obey you or God? Then they told the council that they wouldn't stop telling others about what they had seen. There may be times in your life when someone orders you to do something that's wrong. If you find yourself in that situation, remember what Peter and John did. Just as they chose to obey God, you too must choose to obey him. This is what Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 4 says: "Serve only the Lord your God and fear him alone. Obey his commands, listen to his voice, and cling to him." Well, there you have it. We've spent another day in the Bible. And I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be back here. Until that time, you go forward in God's joy, and you remember this, will you? You remember that you are loved. No doubt about it. All right, my friends, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You take care.